Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking Mexico with Dr. Daryl Peel in just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. Down through the years, Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel has spent quite a bit of time in Mexico. This fall, he was back across the Rio Grande visiting the Mexican cattle industry once again. And he gives us an update of what he was talking about this go-round with cattle leaders in that country.
Well, this particular trip had a specific focus on a binational conference on agricultural extension, really work to try to sort of jumpstart or restart extension programming in Mexico that has been interrupted in recent years. But in addition to that, of course, I have worked down there for many years, and it was a chance to visit with a number of colleagues in that area and get a bit of an update on conditions. You know, we're past the end of the rainy season in Mexico. They had a pretty good summer wet season. Pasture conditions were pretty good, although it turned sharply drier at the end of that. But in general, from a cattle industry perspective, producers report that forage conditions are pretty good and markets have been pretty good. Obviously, the U.S. market has continued to attract cattle north, but their domestic market in Mexico, with the growth in cattle feeding in the country, also continues to demand more and more cattle. So they've had, relative to a historical focus on exporting cattle mostly to the U.S., at least out of northern Mexico, they now have more marketing alternatives available to them.
And that means for those U.S. cattle producers that have traditionally imported quite a few Mexican feeder cattle, they're going to have to be competing now for those supplies as they're available.
I think it does. It provides more potential dynamics in this market. Again, the Mexican market, which domestically was always, quite a bit separated from the U.S. market, and now you see those two markets much more on par with each other, mm-hmm. and really competing in the same market. So, this has the potential as we go forward to provide some different dynamics to those flows of feeder cattle, particularly that historically have been almost exclusively exported to the U.S.
And Dr. Peel points to some recent USDA data that suggests that while we're not going to be at all-time highs on the number of cattle coming into this country from Mexico here in 2017, numbers likely to be a little bit up from the last couple of years. He says as far as 2018 is concerned,
I would look for them relative to where we end up in 2017 to be pretty stable. I think it would be difficult for them to actually increase those, given all the things we just said. And depending on what happens in U.S. markets, we may see at least some modest weakening of prices in the U.S., and if that happens, it would be easy for those numbers, those imports from Mexico, to actually back off just a little bit in 2018. I don't know that I expect them to change that much, but it will be kind of a close balance, so I think they'll be fairly sensitive to price levels in the U.S., certainly relative to their domestic market in Mexico.
OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Checkoff-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Checkoff is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Checkoff is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your checkoff dollar.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.